Troopergate is about the dismissal of the head of the Alaska State Police, the public safety commissioner, a man named Walter Monacan. And there are several allegations and several areas of disagreement between Sarah Palin and her husband on the one hand and Monacan on the other hand. The main one is that there was a state trooper, an employee of Monaghan's, who was married to Sarah Palin's sister, who was apparently, allegedly, in some respects, a bad, perhaps even abusive husband, and they wanted him fired from the state police. What he did as husband, of course, and how he comports himself as state trooper, officially are two different things. So the question is, was improper influence placed on Monacan to try and fire that man, which he did not do?
How bad could this get for Palin?
Well, I suspect it's probably not going to get that bad because there is an investigation that she and the McCain campaign, the decision was actually made by the McCain campaign, not to cooperate with the investigation. And she was cooperating with the investigation before she became vice president. But then once McCain tabbed her as his vice president, the McCain operation took over this whole thing and they started stonewalling the thing. Now, her husband, Todd, did speak to investigators recently. His affidavit was released this morning in the Alaska newspapers, and he says openly that he did indeed talk to people many, many times about that state trooper, but that his wife didn't and he kept it separate.
And how has the global financial turmoil affected this? I mean, do you think that the economy will be foremost in people's minds for the rest of the campaign now?
Again, it's difficult to predict these things. Presumably, the stock market is not going to continue to lose 1,500 points for the next 3 weeks. So the economy may abate just a bit as an issue. But, you know, we'll have more jobs reports coming out, one more jobs report before the campaign. We'll have more negative economic indicators. I think it's safe to say, yes, in general terms, the economy is obviously going to be the dominant issue of this campaign. Whether it's as dominant over the next 3 weeks as it has been over the last three is something that remains to be seen.